Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Atmir with the weekend edition of the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Sunday, the 18th of April. And starting off with a stock which is not quite such a hero at the moment, Argo Blockchain, and presumably after the 10% decline in Bitcoin over the weekend, it may be even less of a hero. But we have at least the charting position of Friday to go on. Interesting, I suppose, the way that this stock managed to anticipate the China gold move. So China's allowing gold imports for the first time in a while, and that was clearly a bit of a negative for the crypto area. But at least on the charting perspective, we have the bottom of that gap there at £1.45, and so it'll be interesting to see whether early this week, Monday, Tuesday, that level comes into play. Ideally, that's a buying zone, a support zone for the shares, and maybe we'll see a decent reaction from that kind of area. If we hold 145, then clearly the top of the gap there, around 160, would be the initial target. After that, I suppose one would be looking for Friday's peak around 180. But let's see what happens in what is clearly going to be quite a fluid situation. Onto a stock which is slightly less hairy, Angle. Here we can see that shares have continued to make decent progress. I know quite a few people got on the bandwagon here, so that's good luck to them. Current situation is that we've managed to, after the consolidation of March and the early part of April, managed to break a line of resistance from February at 84 pence, as well as the 50-day moving average on a weekly close basis. That makes it look extra shiny. The target here, or potential target here, up to £1.40, which is the top of a broadening triangle from December. And that could be seen as soon as the end of next month, and perhaps even, if we're really lucky, the end of this month. But let's just go for the end of May as the potential time frame. On to a stock which I think had one or two attacks, a few stones thrown by the bears. But here we have Bonhill Group pushing ahead relatively well. We had that false break through the old December resistance at 14 pence at the end of last month. But 14 pence has now come in as new support over the last week. And above 14, we're looking towards the top of a rising trend channel from October, as high as 28 pence by the end of next month. At this stage, only really well below the 50-day line, currently 11 pence, would really delay the upside scenario or even question the bull scenario. On to Comptoir, which is clearly a beneficiary of the hoped for end of lockdown. Here we've had, I suppose we've had two legs to this recovery. First one at the end of February, where we spiked up from 3 pence to 7 pence. Bit of a bull trap there through the old June resistance, which was rather nasty, and that does perhaps warn us that this may be a nasty stock rather than a benevolent one, so something to watch out for there. But the view here at the moment is that while we're above, at least while we're above 6 pence, which was the initial April resistance, then the target here as soon as the end of next month could be as high as 13 pence at the top of a rising trend channel from the end of 2019. Moving along to one of the stocks of the moment, people going bananas about Fragrant Prosperity and hoping that the shares will live up to their name. The current situation here is that we had, like Angle, a really strong spike to end the week, which is always an interesting thing to happen. That was off a series of days there with support coming in at or just below the 50-day moving average at 5.68, and also the floor of the rising February trend channel at that same level. We were looking for the shares to hold the gap, which was at the end of February, the floor of the gap there at 4.5 pence, and we've done that quite successfully on several occasions now. So the overall view here remains above the floor of the gap there from February at 4.5, looking for 12 pence as a target as soon as now the end of next month. And ideally, there's no break back below the 50-day line in the interim. On to a stock which I was too senile to include on Friday. I managed to sort of skip the list that I have in front of me. So maybe bad eyesight rather than being senile. But here we have a stock which I'd always liked the name of, and unfortunately hasn't quite lived up to the that liking so far. But hopefully the latest technical situation here on the daily chart is that we've got a gap to the upside at the end of the week, which remains unfilled. And the longer the shares remain above that, the floor of the gap at 45 pence, the greater the chance of a move towards the top of a rising trend channel from back in, the end of August last year at 70 pence. And the time frame on that as soon as the end of next month. So let's see whether the latest gap for Infrastrata will actually get the shares on the move. We have to be mindful, though, of course, that we did actually have a false breakout in December. Not quite such a bearish candle on this occasion that we had at that time, but it is something to bear in mind. But the simple thing there is that if there's an end-of-day close back below the floor of the gap, then the bull argument is delayed on Infrastrata. On to a stock which has been equally difficult, let's say, but still has its fans. IQAI here, you can see there's been an extended consolidation on the daily chart since December. Looks like the stock is now ready to emerge from that consolidation. And with a weekly close above the 50-day line and breaking that February resistance line there around the 8.5 pence, we should head towards the top of the rising trend channel from the end of December, as high as 15 pence by the end of next month. At this stage, only back below the 200-day moving average at 7.44 pence, but it seems rather unlikely it would really cancel the upside scenario on IQAI. Onto a stock which has been slightly frustrating, let's say, with the various stages to promised land. Current situation is that we've come off the back of a spike towards 0.5 pence for OilX. And the good news, I suppose, to date is that new support around 0.27 has come in above old resistance around the 0.23 level. So that is nice and that is helpful. The next sort of technical trigger here would be an end-of-day close above 0.31, which is that April resistance line, and that would then suggest that we're going to retest 0.5 pence. So maybe that's something to wait for. But the longer the shares remain above 0.23, the more bullish we would get about this particular situation. Onto a stock which has been in a consolidation for quite some time, but it looks as though the shares are finally on their way. That's said on the basis of the last couple of candles there, very hammerish, especially on the Friday one. And a decent end-of-day close well above previous April resistance on Thursday. The view now is that while there's no end-of-day close back below the 50-day moving average and the floor of the rising trend channel from the early part of last year, we should see Quadrise Fuels head up towards 8 pence as soon as the end of next month. I might be pushing it, but it doesn't hurt to be optimistic sometime. With China's gold move, it may be worth looking at least one gold stock at the moment. Today's inclusion comes in the form of Pure Gold Mining. The interesting part here is that the shares did actually bounce on Friday, so I'm not quite sure whether the China news was out by then or not. But we've gapped off a low and basically had a key reversal on the key reversal to the upside on Thursday. Also got bullish divergence in the RSI window, so this looks as though this particular rebound will have legs. Initial target here up to the initial March support at 93 pence. After that, on an end of day close, up to the February resistance line projection there at £1.20, just shy of the 200-day moving average. So everything to play for there, and the stop loss could be as tight as the bottom of the gap at 76 pence overnight on Friday. So above 76, looking for 93 and then £1.20 on Pure Gold Mining. Moving on to a stock which is never too far away from the most followed lists in terms of the small caps area or small cap area. Here we've got Premier African, which a bit like OilX, we had the spike, but the retracement has been still well above pre-spike resistance. That was at 0.1 pence, so it would have been rather painful to come back that far. But we have actually remained above the 50-day moving average at 0.16, let's call it above that. We're looking for at least a retest of the 0.25, 0.3 area and hopefully a test of the 0.5 zone sometime by the end of next month if we can get a pretty swift end-of-day close above the 0.27 level, which is the present April intraday high. On to a stock which has been probably one of the more painful near-term trading situations, comes in the form of Ridgecrest. We had, I suppose the good part here was the gap fill, and then we rallied up to 3.5 pence, so that was a nice bit. The not so nice bit has been that was the gap down earlier this month. Maybe we're getting a bit more positive again in the sense that there was a narrow bear trap below the 0.85 pence low there from the end of January, And the view now is that we may have had a bear trap rebound, and while we're above 0.85, looking for at least a partial fill of the gap down, so maybe towards the 1.3, 1.4 pence area, if everything goes well. If you're cautious on this market, then you would probably wait for at least an end-of-day close back above the floor of the gap, 1.15 pence, but given the way that that's quite a long way away and you're giving away a lot of the profit, it may be better just to toy with the 0.85 support that we've had over the last session. Moving along to a stock which has rehabilitated itself already quite well. It is Symphony Environmental, and you will be able to see the way that the shares have managed a beautiful break of the initial April resistance there at 22.5 pence. While we're above that, looking for further higher prices. In fact, we've already hit one of the targets there, the top of the broadening triangle from December. The reason that there was that previously drawn broadening triangle is because the shares gapped up off the lows. In fact, it was an island gap reversal, bear trap island gap reversal, which is one of the strongest combinations you can have in charting. That does suggest that at least while we're above the recent low, or Thursday's low at 20 pence, we could go significantly higher. And the favoured destination at this stage is as high as 40 pence, which would be a November resistance line projection. So let's see if that is hit, perhaps as soon as the end of next month. So that's how strong this particular formation appears to be. Finishing off with a stock which came from, or was included in, the Sunday roast. But here we've got Synergen. Great recovery here that we've had over the last couple of sessions. Key reversal to the upside off a support line there from December. And that should be enough to take the shares back up on a journey to return to 220, 230 at the top of a rising trend channel from November. If you don't believe me, maybe wait for an end-of-day close above the 200-day line at £1.58. But with that key reversal to the upside off support, looks as though the shares have done enough to deliver a near-term move to the upside. The other big plus point here is, of course, as well, is the way that that gap in December has not been filled, even though there have been several attempts to fill it in the interim. So that's a pretty bullish signal as well. But let's see how that pans out, and let's see if we get our 220, 230 sometime near the end of next month. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.